around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, another 60 minutes of the program is off and rolling. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, July 27th, 2024, and the National Communal Forum is where we will begin. These NCFs, they are our unique way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion. Today represents week 228 of us doing them. We love, by the way, that they provide these original real-time reports on a mix of topics you won't hear about elsewhere, and they help us engage with the now 585 weekly affiliates airing the show across the country. So what do I mean by unique and different? Well, we have three affiliates ready to go waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Mary, who are they?
We do. Okay, let's welcome Pedro Bartes, production manager and assistant PD with our Seattle affiliate, AM 1300, KKOL Radio. We have Tim Bremmel, he's operations manager and host with our Madison, Wisconsin area affiliate, AM 1230 and FM 92.7 WCLO Radio. And Stu Breyer, host with our affiliate, AM 1310 and FM 94.5 WICH Radio in Norwich, Connecticut, and that is the Hartford DMA, well, covering the country today.
Yeah, this is a nice cross-section of the country,
yes,
for sure,
it is.
Mary. So good morning, guys. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you are very welcome. Nice to have all of you guys here. So, Pedro, listen, I'm going to start with you since you are up the earliest out there in Seattle. Coming up at our H block this hour, we're going to be connecting with a man up on Whidbey Island, just to your north, who bought his own airport. Last week, Dan Ash with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums was on the program with us. He was raving about the Seattle Aquarium and the new Ocean Pavilion that's about to open in August. I know they moved their headquarters to Chicago and then to the D.C. area, but Boeing, you know, for most of us, it's still synonymous with the Seattle area. This week, I read a report detailing how they're having trouble finding parking spaces for all the aircraft that have been built there that can't be delivered because of supply chain issues, there's government oversight issues, whatever it is. Anyway, where I'm going with this is I'm curious how much attention you all pay to Boeing living there in Seattle. And, you know, have the serious problems the company have experienced in recent years, is it weighing on the economy in the Seattle area in any noticeable ways?
Well, actually, as you probably know, many, many of the people in the Seattle area work for Boeing. Right. So I know many, many friends that work for the company. And, yeah, at the beginning, it was shocking for the Boeing family when they left Seattle. But yet, I mean, the economy hasn't been affected that much with the departure of Boeing to Chicago. So, no, actually, the only thing that is affecting the families here is just the resentment that they left the Seattle area.
Yeah, okay, so interesting. All right,
okay,
well, thank you
for that report, Pedro. Stu, Robert and I were just up not too far from you, and I promise next time we're up there, we'll give you a call and say hello. We were in the Old Saybrook, Mystic, and Nowak area, and of course we made it a point to go enjoy some lobster at Abbott's right there on the water.
Well, but I had to do that.
Stu, whether it's the vineyards, the casinos, the sub-base in Groton, there is just so much going on in the waterfront communities of the eastern coastline of Connecticut. It is one of my favorite parts of the state. What do you enjoy about the area, and what do you want to share?
There's a lot to share. I don't even know if I have time for all of it. I've been in the Norwich community, surrounding areas of Mystic and Stonington for over 50 years. And if people have not been in our neck of the woods, you're in for a good time. We're known as the Rose City of New England, Norwich. We have our Rose Arts Festival every year, and we also have a beautiful Rose Garden. We're surrounded by two of the biggest casinos in the country. As you probably know, Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, which gives us an opportunity to see tremendous acts that are so popular around the globe that we would never have an opportunity to see because they're just minutes away. That's all part of our community here in southeastern Connecticut. We've got Dodd Stadium, where we've had some marvelous minor league teams play, including the Yankees Triple A team. We've got terrific museums, the Slater Museum, which shows off a diversity of representation of a broad range of world culture. We have the Leffingwell Museum, which covers things from 1685 through the Civil War. Howard T. Brown Park, where we have lots of things like Rock the Dock, and of course the fascinating Leffingwell Museum displaying lots of artifacts that we mentioned right through the Civil War.
Wow.
And Lincoln. Lincoln has slept here, by the way.
I mean, Stu, listen, you've got a lot.
So I learned something today about that. I did not know that. Stu, that's a great report.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, so Rudy, listen, you know where we're going next, right?
Yeah, going to Wisconsin to talk to Tim Bremel. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot, big doings there, Tim. You just brought the curtain down on a successful Republican convention. And as R.J. Carey just reported in the last segment, the Oshkosh Air Show is going on, and it's continuing on. He was just there this week. And then I understand the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay and the University of Wisconsin. You're not far from Rockford, just across the straight line in Illinois as well. You must be your area must be bringing a lot of travel and tourism dollars these days.
Oh, man. You know, the Midwest is jumping. We're kind of right in the heart of it all, as far as I'm concerned. Interesting, Stu mentioned that Lincoln slept there. We had the Lincoln-Tallman restorations right here in Janesville, and that is a historic site because Lincoln also slept in our community, so we have that in common. the massive fairs, festivals, or whatever, you basically, if you get on a state highway and drive 30 miles, you're going to hit something in either of these two states, Wisconsin or Illinois. I'm actually talking to you from our Rock County 4-H Fair right now. The state fair comes tomorrow, and that is a huge fair with all kinds of acts. If you want entertainment, there's entertainment galore in the summertime around here. And as you mentioned, EAA is very big. There's a big festival that just finished up in Milwaukee, Summerfest. Basically, June, July, and August in the Midwest is just nonstop full of things to do, and it doesn't matter whether you're into more arts and craft shows and those kinds of things, or you want to see big shows and big concerts, you can do
anybody,
it all.
Anybody yeah, work I around there, Tim? Does yeah, anybody do any work?
Because, well, that's the summertime, Rudy. Everyone's celebrating.
They call it work. I have to go, like we did my show from the fair every day this morning. They call that work, but it's right across from the corn dog stand and the lemonade stand, so
right,
I'm in pretty good shape.
Tim, listen, and thank you. Pedro, I want to ask you, by the way, just really quick, you've got to be excited about your Mariners this year, right? You feeling good about them?
Well, you know, we were actually feeling pretty good before, but the last couple of games we lost, so we're barely making it to the playoffs right now.
Well, real quick question we want to ask you guys, and I need about a 10-second answer on this. So new travel polls just went up on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Question two is asking, do you find online travel reviews to be legitimate and valid? So, Tim, what say you?
I'd be about 50-50. I think the trolls are a majority of what the negatives are, and I don't think you can put as much stock in the negatives as you can in the positives.
Stu, what say you?
Well, I certainly appreciate that they're there, but, you know, the more we can tell folks about our area, they would be totally surprised at how much there is
to
offer.
And Pedro, what say you? Real quick, 10 seconds.
I'm with Tim, 50-50.
And by the way, that's about what the polls are right now, too, by the way. So that's interesting. Well, guys, listen, appreciate you joining us this morning. Always appreciate these national communal forums. Thank you for being an affiliate of our show. We couldn't do it without you. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk soon. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, we're going to look into some of the wacky world of travel. Atlas Obscura's Dylan Thuris will join us next. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from travelguard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's a deal everyone in our audience should be jumping on. All this month in July, you can become an AMAC member for 1 year for just a buck. Join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, a conservative alternative to AARP, and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They'll also help you deal with the complexities of Social Security. You'll save on all types of insurance and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry today or rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back to it after that interesting national communal forum, Dylan Thurst is about to join us for the G-Block, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because unforeseen world happenings, wild weather, and more could compromise your plans when you travel, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, get protected with TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that could create issues, including trip cancellations, interruption and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement, work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. You'll have someone available to you 24/7 and so much more. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. I promise you're going to thank us for this, or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Developed to help travelers uncover strange and often overlooked places in the world, filmmaker Dylan Thurst co-founded Atlas Obscura 15 years ago. Atlas Obscura has grown from a website highlighting wacky and fascinating sites and travel to also include a food section, aptly titled Gastro Obscura. They now host events and trips around the world and more. We're headed back to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to reconnect with Dylan as we discuss some unique places for you to go visit.
All right. Well, Dylan, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you were very welcome. You know, we had fun with a guest last week on from Alaska about the time between appearances, and I thought you would appreciate this. You know, you were last on this show 5 years, 7 months, and 26 days ago. Or put another way,
wow.
2,065 yeah. days have passed for all of us, Dylan. So, I mean, back then, this program was heard on about 375 weekly stations across the USA. Today, as we just said in the NCF, we are heard on 585, just over that. So that means many listeners tuned in right now have never heard Dylan Thurst from Atlas Obscura on this program.
Well, I'm happy to introduce myself. Hello, everybody.
It's all, like, all over again. Deja vu. So here we go. All right. Where we're going to start this is I want you to tell us a little bit about the company, where it is today. For example, back in April, we mentioned the Eclipse event that Atlas Obscura hosted in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I know Mary did that in our Travel News Roundtable. So talk about your growth and what you're now offering travelers beyond the thousands of quirky destinations on your website.
Yeah, so we do a number of different things. One thing we do that I'm excited about right now is we publish books. We published a book called Atlas Obscura back in 2016, and it's an explorer's guide to the world's hidden wonders. All the most interesting, unusual, surprising places all around the world in one book. We went on to publish another book called Gastro Obscura, all about the world's sort of interesting food cultures, unusual dishes and ingredients. And we have our latest book coming out this fall called Atlas Obscura Wildlife. And it is about the natural world. And it explores this idea that we actually are all living on an alien planet filled with alien species. And, you know, the Mad Hatter caterpillar, which is this little caterpillar that sheds its head and then stacks them on top of its new head. So it ends up with like a little series of hats of old heads, or about the fact that hippos have something called blood sweat, this red goo that they exude. And it's neither blood nor sweat. It's actually a light acid that also serves as their sunscreen. So,
well,
it's, you know.
you know, so Mary,
let's just say that those are two excellent examples, Dylan, of Atlas Obscura.
And so, I'm looking right now, you know, we have a bookshelf here, all the books. It's sitting right here. I see the red Atlas Obscura book in the studio bookshelf, Mary.
So, Dylan, you've cataloged tens of thousands of fascinating places in the world with that sort of obscure slant. So if our listeners want something truly unique, definitely go to atlasobscura.com. It's a great place to start. But it's not just the strange or weird that attracted you. Before we get to a few of these places, expand on why you picked this area of travel and what you think these odd destinations offer visitors.
I think that, you know, every traveler who goes out into the world wants to have an interesting experience. And generally, at least in my opinion, you also don't want to be crushed by 10,000 other travelers trying to have the same experience. It's usually not that fun. And so I think there's just a lot of advantage in helping people find stuff that's just a little more off the beaten path, isn't where every single other traveler is going to be, because it's better for you as someone trying to have an experience. It's better for the places because they're happy to have people come and visit. So for me, it's all about guiding people to really interesting, unique experiences. So when they come home, they say, you know what, the actual best thing I did was visit this crazy chalk mine, you know, off the highway. I drove out and I got this tour and I didn't know what to expect.
Well, all right, let's really talk delightful. About that, because that's the place I was looking at here. So that's in Scotia, Nebraska. I think it's called the Happy Jack Chalk Mine. I candidly, I never give it a lot of thought if America has had its own chalk mine. I see that it's the one of the only in North America. So is that where all the school chalk comes from and, you know, what kids play on the driveway with and all of that? Do share.
You bet. At one point, yeah, you better believe it. That is exactly where a ton of chalk came from. And these days, it's a mine that you can go and tour and walk around. And, you know, it's got an enormous sort of geological history. It's this ancient lake, basically, from 10 million years ago. In fact, when you're there, you can see these crazy honeycomb patterns left by rodents, ancient rodents that burrowed into this environment. But I think it's just one good example of, like, sort of looking for unusual categories. I find visiting, you know, mines and underground spaces to be a really kind of fun addition to any trip.
So we know where we're traveling with Dylan.
Yes.
Well, that's the Happy Jack Chalk Mine in Scotia, Nebraska. We're going to put that on our list. And now let's head to Zachary, Louisiana, just 16 miles from Baton Rouge. Atlas Obscura says when you're there, folks need to travel to the end of a dirt road off Highway 61 and visit Teddy's Juke Joint, still going as a live music venue. What can you share on this place?
You're usually on the right track when the instructions include go to the end of the dirt road. So Teddy's Juke Joint, you know, historically it was part of what was called the Chitlin Circuit, which was this, you know, network of venues that would host black musicians during segregation. And this place, one, musically, it's amazing. You know, it's got this huge history of blues musicians from the Delta, people coming down from Chicago to play here. It's still a great place to go see music, but even more than that, visually, the way the place looks, it's been described as being inside a kaleidoscope. It is just covered in lights and disco balls and tinsel and anything that reflects. And it's kind of this wild psychedelic environment where you're also just going to hear some great blues or soul or someone playing R&B records. It's a really fun spot.
It sounds like, you know, again, one of a kind destination. All right, so we'll have a little more fun. We'll keep picking your brain here, Dylan. You know, here we are. It's July 27th. The summer is in full swing. I want you to share some thoughts with everyone about the Cozy Dog Drive located in Springfield, Illinois, you know, and what created their claim to fame.
Well, they are one of the claimants, and this is a hotly contested area, but they are one of the claimants for the corn dog. And look, it's, you know, it's off of Route 66, so it's got this great kind of Americana roadside road trip destination to it. But they also, you know, they say that back in the late 40s when they opened, they figured out how to fry a hot dog in cornbread, and that they initially called it the Krusty Kerr, but nobody wanted to eat Krusty Kerrs, so they named them corn dogs. And they have been serving them ever since. You can get a dozen corn dogs for about $30. So
all right. Again, it's summertime. Yeah. It's fun. So,
That's a third-generation family restaurant, which I love that it's still in the family. So from secret histories to natural wonders to abandoned places, ghost towns, all kinds of interesting objects, there are just a few of the categories that you guys cover. And even though you have a full team, any traveler who's out and about anywhere in the world who sees something odd or interesting on their travels can contact Atlas Obscura, right?
That's right. We get, most of the stuff that goes into Atlas Obscura that fills the database of unusual places we have, it comes from our readers, our travelers, who say, you know what, I was on this trip and I came across this amazing place. I found this hand-built castle that this guy's been working on for 20 years and I want to tell you about it. And so... that's how we find these great.
Well, Dylan, listen, I want to give folks the website. It is atlasobscura.com. That's pretty easy, atlasobscura.com. Go give it a look sometime today, folks. And like the book, again, it's filled with so much stuff. So, Dylan, good check-in. Let's not let another 2,065 days pass, okay? have a great weekend.
Looking forward to it.
All right, take care.
Talk again soon. Take care.
Likewise. All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Mary, do me a favor. Reach over to that bookshelf right there and give me the book, that Atlas Obscura. I'm going to just grab a page. I'm going to quickly flip on this, and I'm going to see what we've got. I've opened this up to, let's see. Here we go. Alabama, unclaimed baggage center or something.
Yes.
Actually, we need to do that. We're headed to Alabama.
That's such a cool place.
You need to go do that, folks. And next page, Florida, University of Florida, the bat houses. Well, I know you're a Batman fan, so
I like bats.
Bat houses at University of Florida. Anyway, great book, folks. Go pick it up, and the website as well. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages and this bottom of the hour break, up next, we are headed back to the Seattle area. Next, we were just there for the NCF. We're going to go back, and why? We're going to learn about one man who bought his own airport. Stay with us, everyone. Today's July 27th edition of your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Togethers. Coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering 2-for-1 fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those 2-for-1 fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You know, folks, with a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. We can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service, savoring gourmet dining, and enjoying complimentary wines, beers, and spirits. Visit Seabourn.com for more information or show specials that include up to $2,200 off per suite for 2025 and 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 off select 2024 and 25 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
As we flip the script and again spin the merry-go-round on the show content today, owning your own airport will have us airborne for today's H Block, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after. With cutting-edge technology and a customer-first approach for award-winning protection, they are backed by 24/7 lifeguard technology, and this is going to allow monitoring agents to respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks.
Well, that's because there's no safe like Simply Safe. Folks, they have everything you need to make your place safe. No long-term contracts. Monitored 24/7 by security professionals that cost less than $1 a day. Save 20% at simplysafe.com/carry as a show fan or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, it's not very often we speak to a guest who owns an airport, but aviator, author, and 2-time solo circumnavigator Robert DeLaurentis does. He's joined us on the show several times in the past for other topics, but today we've invited him to discuss his latest airport venture. So off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go.
Well, we do indeed. Robert, thanks for jumping aboard with us today.
Thanks for having me on board.
Nice to have you here. All right. So, you know, when we heard about your successful purchase of this airport in Oak Harbor, Washington, about 90 miles north of Seattle, that you've renamed De Laurentiis International Airport, we knew exactly where that was from our past trips to the area, as our show is powered by Kamano Island Coffee and has been now for about a decade or so. So let's talk about how the opportunity came about, how you got the international designation, and how the community has reacted.
Well, you know, I moved to Whidbey Island. One of my mentors, a lady named Susan Gilbert, suggested I come up to the Pacific Northwest. And like so many other people, you know, I fell in love with the area and the island. It's really a wonderland for pilots up here, both in terms of float plane and regular flying. And the first thing you do when you get to your new home is you figure out where the closest airport is. And I went over. It was formerly A.J. Eisenberg Airport. And it was just run out, worn out, rough, you know, kind of scary. I took one look at it and thought, no way, this project is way too big for me and not really what I'm looking for. But, you know, I kept thinking about the airport, and the more and more I thought about it, the more I visited, I started to see the potential. And it was so far gone, it was really hard to see that. But, you know, eventually I decided it was a project I would take on. And, you know, there was mixed reviews with the community. They thought I was just going to roll in and develop it, turn it into houses, and take the airport away. And that was the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah, that was not going to happen, no question.
So I'm curious, because we're a little short on time, do you envision what you're doing here? Because you've opened this, so you've renovated it, and you've opened it as an international designation, which I'd like you to explain what that means. And do you think that it's open to the public, correct?
Yes, we're privately owned, public use, and one of the first things I did is I reached out to Customs and Border Protection to explore whether we could make it an international airport, because we wanted to receive flights from Canada and literally any other country that's open to the U.S., and that's a long process. It took about a year to get accepted. We've been accepted, and now we're working with Customs and Border Protection to set up a facility, you know, that meets their needs and our needs.
So there's no question that, you know, it sounds cool to say you bought your own airport, but then there are the realities that come along with it. We were told that the location, and you just mentioned it, was in need of some serious renovations. You had to widen the runway. So share with us how long all of this took, Robert, and did the airport essentially become your new home during all this work?
Yeah, for about a year we've been working on it, and It was a, you know, a day and night project. The good thing was everything was totally worn out, so we were able to start new with many different projects. When I bought it, I thought to myself, well, I'm basically buying the gravel that's the current runway and our instrument approach, so, you know, planes and helicopters can come in when the weather's bad.
And I'm just curious, are you able to share how much you paid for it? And
yeah, I think it's a matter of public record. It's it was about $1.15 million, but the cost wasn't really what I paid. It was the debt and risk I took on,
mm-hmm.
because we had leaking fuel tanks that were the oldest in the state at 35 years old. The runway was rated 1 out of 10 by the Washington State Department of Transportation. You know, there were people that thought they had claims on the airport, so there was a legal battle that was ahead. So the number doesn't really reflect the true cost.
No, and what's the largest aircraft that you can accommodate in there right now?
Well, so far we've taken in a PC-12, which is a single-engine mm-hmm. turboprop, which is a jet engine that turns a propeller, but not reliably. You know, you have to be pretty brave to bring in an aircraft that big and land on a 25-foot wide runway. We're going to 60 feet. Starting August 4th, we'll start putting down 6,000 tons, which is 12 million pounds of gravel and rock to start the process. Ultimately, once that's completed, we'll be able to bring in twin engine turboprops, which includes LifeLite single engine turboprops, and hopefully a carrier a regional carrier, kind of like somebody like Kenmore Air or somebody comparable to them.
Well, Robert, listen, two things I want to say as well. I also want to thank you for your service, folks. Robert was also a naval lieutenant commander, and we saw that you were also just recently inducted into the International Air and Space Hall of Fame out at the San Diego Air and Space Museum, so a terrific honor.
Yeah, congratulations.
Very interesting story that we've had here. Appreciate the check-in today, and good luck with De Laurentiis International Airport.
Thank you so much for your interest in our airport.
Take care.
All right. For the two of you as well. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that is cool, owning your own airport.
It is. Very much so. And when the show returns after this short break for some important sponsor messages, Rudy's going to look into the National Water Trail System, and Robert and I are then going to take you to Maine for Lobster in the J-Block. Stay with us, everyone. The show returns in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. Do you ever find yourself thinking, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? Are you experiencing piles of overdue bills, threatening phone calls, never having money to do anything? Well, if you are trapped in debt, the team at Zero Debt USA will help you find the way out. They've developed aggressive new strategies to end your debt permanently. We like the fact they'll stand between you and bill collectors. They'll negotiate with creditors to lower or even forgive what you owe, and they do it all without bankruptcy or new loans. Bottom line, they have powerful strategies to zap your debt quickly, so you have more money in your pocket every month. We urge you to get on this today because some debt solutions are time sensitive and you don't want to miss out. Visit ZapMyDebt, all three words are smashed together, ZapMyDebt.com, and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. That's ZapMyDebt.com, or you can find the link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, on this show, over the years, we've talked with folks who have biked across America, even walked across America. Our next guest has a different idea. How about using a national system of water trails to traverse the country? What? You didn't know there were water trails? Well, neither did I, which is why we should go right to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and meet Mike Passo. He's the executive director of American Trails. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. I understand one can paddle along a group of 35 paths, and I put that in quote, encompassing rivers and canals in these United States. How does one even know about these paths or these routes?
Hi, Rudy. Thanks for having me. Well, there's this really great website called nrtdatabase.com or .org, actually, and that's got all of the water trails as well as all of the national recreational trails on them, and you can find them on the map.
NRT stands for National
Recreation Trails.
Okay.
It's a part of the national trail system.
Okay. Now, so talk to us about water trails. I mean, can you really almost go across America? And by the way, we should say these trails are ideal for paddling. We're not talking about motorboats here, are we?
No, that's true. They're designed for paddling, but some of them you can actually take motorboats on.
Right, but all 35 of them have paddling, are considered paddling paths involving rivers and canals across the United States, right?
Correct, yes.
I was just going to say we're talking kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding and canoeing. Well, how much trekking to get between these places is there?
Well, occasionally it really does depend on the water trail. Some of them are 1,500 miles long. Some of them are only a couple miles long. Some of them have portages, like between lakes. But generally speaking, you can be on water for the entire length of the water trail.
Really? Now, I live in Minnesota, so I know what portages mean. But what does a portage mean to someone who doesn't know what it means?
Yeah, usually it's a short stretch of land that you have to carry your boat over across the land to get to another body of water.
Okay, but aren't there sometimes tens or twenties or hundreds of miles between water points?
Well, no. Generally speaking, the water trails are continuous. So you'll have a water trail that could be hundreds of miles long and have a series of put-ins all along the way. If you want to connect multiple water trails, then you're talking some pretty significant portages occasionally. You can follow the Lewis and Clark Trail, which was basically the original water trail, for most of the country.
So if I go to nrt.org, will I actually see a map of the country and see these trails?
Yes, you will. Right now, we're actually trying to get better point-to-point information on them, but you will see a map of the United States with dots, and you can search by water trails and find all the dots, and many of them are just one dot along a long series of trails, but it'll get you connected with it and get you information about that trail.
And are we talking camping out a lot or checking into hotels?
Yeah. Most of them have camp spots along the way, so you can kind of choose your adventure, I would say. You know, you can camp at consistent spots along most water trails, and then you can also look, and a lot of them link up communities, so you can do things like stay in the hotel and then continue on.
Yeah, I'm presuming you go through cities on some of these, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most often. If you think about it, water trails were the original highway system of the United States.
Most of our communities are
along those water routes.
Well, this is all news to me, and I bet it is to some of our listeners. That is fabulous. That website, again, is N as in Nancy, nrt.org, and you can find more information there. Thank you so much, Mike. He's the executive director of American Trails. You can check that out at americantrails.org. Thanks, Mike. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Nine segments are now complete on this July 27th broadcast, and as Rudy now gets ready to go enjoy dinner in Greece, well, it's nearly lunchtime here in New York for Mary and me, and before we wrap today's show that's being transmitted via satellite across our nation, lobster is on the menu, folks. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at Seabourn.
With a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. And from personal experience, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with highly intuitive, personalized service. From your spacious oceanfront suite, you can explore all seven continents, savor gourmet dining, which absolutely includes lobster, and rival some of the finest restaurants in the world, and you'll enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits.
You know, and all of this happens with the added benefit of only having to unpack once, right? This is your moment, folks. And when you travel with Seabourn for all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruises and expeditions, it will be your favorite new way to travel as well. Visit Seabourn.com for more information and show specials that include $2,200 off suites for 2025 or 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 on select 2024 and 2025 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
How does a trip to Maine sound to you? And spending time at the Maine Lobster Festival that's kicking off this week. Well, it sounds good to me, so we're heading straight to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Holding for us is their director, Shannon Kinney.
Shannon, nice to be connecting with you. You certainly have a big week ahead, and lobster is on the menu.
You got that right.
Yes, it is. So, you know, listen, Mary and I have enjoyed several visits to your community of Rockland, Maine. You're about an hour and a half northeast of Portland, about an hour east of Augusta, and about 2 hours southwest of Bar Harbor, to give folks an idea if they weren't sure of that. I know every time we're in Maine, Mary likes to hit the outlets there in Freeport with L.L. Bean, but lobster is also something we always indulge in as well. We just missed your festival when we were there last time. We were there 2 years ago for a big Let's Go America tour in Portland and live remote. That would have been our August 13th show, 2022. We did go lobstering, though, on a boat with Captain Russ at Rocky Bottom Fisheries. Had such a great appreciation, so much greater at this point, for all the hard work that goes into it. So your festival's been going on. This is the 77th year. I want you to give folks an idea of all that's offered over the 5 days of fun and the ways you give back to the Mid-Coast Maine communities.
Yes, this is our 77th proud year, honoring our Maine lobster industry as well as the beautiful community, as you highlighted. And we have a lot of fun in store for people, including a big parade, live music and entertainment all 5 days. We have a crate race, which is the original one in the world, a cooking contest, a wonderful art tent, many things for kids to do. And of course, we serve lobster all 5 days.
Now, do you have a lot of, are most of the local lobster fisheries are the ones that bring the lobster in and are participating at the festival?
We purchase the lobster from one location, but yes, it is all local.
Okay. And so, as Robert mentioned, I am sorry we missed your 75th event 2 years ago. We're going to have to get up for this festival. You mentioned the parade. It's the longest parade in Maine each year. So obviously, lots of lobster to eat. I'm sure it's coming in many different forms. There's a lot of people who like lobster rolls with just the butter. You can get it with your mayo.
That's full always dinners you can get,
a contested debate. Yeah. But even if you don't like lobster, you mentioned a few, but just talk a little bit more about the entertainment and what else people can enjoy.
Oh, yes. We have a internationally famous AC/DC cover band, a Beatles cover band led by Spencer Albee, and many other performers of all different genres playing all 5 days. We have big entertainment nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, but we also have live music going throughout the rest of the event. We have children's contests and a lot of things for kids to do and get involved, including a lobster eating contest, which is always fun to watch.
I love
that. Oh, I'd be down for that.
I'm looking at some of the information in the front of me right now, Shannon, and that says, you know, you've attracted folks from over 80 different countries. And although Rockland is located in America's 23rd state, you get people traveling there each year from around the country. So the Maine Lobster Festival kicks off this Wednesday, July 31st. It runs through next Sunday, August 4th. What are some new things maybe happening for year 77 that you're looking forward to?
We've got some new recipes in our lobster tent where we're going to have lobster Caesar wrap and lobster Caesar salads. There's a lot of new things happening in our art tent, in our other tent. The Marine tent is going to have a few authors, as well as a movie that's being released nationally, but it's being premiered locally, that features lobster and the Lobster Festival and much more. There's a lot of new fun things for people to do when they visit.
It sounds terrific. 77 years is very impressive to have an event continuing to go on. I'm curious to know if you're from the area and how long you've been the director.
Yes, I am from the area. I was raised in the area, and I've been involved in a leadership level for almost 20 years. But we have 11 of us that work all year round on the event that are all leaders in our own areas. And it takes almost 1,300 volunteers to put on our event. Well, we're entirely volunteer-driven, and we give our proceeds back to the local community.
It's a big event. There's no question about that. Last thing I'm going to ask you, we only have about 10 seconds on this, but of all the dishes there, we'll just talk lobster. Do you think you sell more full lobster dinners or more lobster rolls?
Full lobster dinners. We'll serve almost 25,000 pounds of lobster.
Oh my gosh.
I could. Listen, I'm hungry.
Shannon, that's great.
Appreciate you jumping aboard with us this morning. Folks, the website is mainlobsterfestival.com. Very easy, mainlobsterfestival.com. You'll find all the information there. We certainly hope that your 77th is the best yet, Shannon. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, my mouth is watering, Mary, lobster. Some of that delicious Maine lobster. I'm sure many of our listeners right now, they're feeling the same way around the country. That is going to slam the lid on things for today, pun intended on that. Until next Saturday, August 3rd, when we return live at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.